Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of those stressful times for a lot of high school students when they have to take the SAT and the ACT. Well, maybe a little less stress around the ACT this time around. Ryan Burrow joining us live. Ryan, some changes to these ACT tests, at least, that kind of let you go back and retake parts, not the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. To this point, if you wanted to retake the ACT, maybe you weren't happy with your score, maybe there was room for improvement, you could do that. You'd obviously have to pay the full fee and retake the entire test all over again. So maybe there was one subject you just kind of bombed out on. You wished you could just retake that subject. Well, now you can. It's one of the new things that ACT has ruled out. Identifying certain subjects where people can just singly retake that as opposed to having to retake the test. Also, as part of this new rollout, ACT says you can do what's called a super score. You can combine all of your retakes, whether it be with subjects or the full test, and pull out the best scores and submit those to colleges and universities as a way to put forward a super score. Now, not all colleges will accept super scores. That being said, it does obviously give you an opportunity to improve your score without having to have it all in one lump sum at one time. And the third thing they're doing, too, is they're allowing digital taking of these tests at their ACT locations, at their national ACT locations on specific dates. So it's not as though you can just take it at home, but you can take it online at their locations, and what they say is by doing that, that will allow you the opportunity to get your results quicker.
How soon are these changes going into effect?
2020. So I'm sorry for the students, you know, who missed out on this opportunity leading up to this point, but yeah, 2020, they're going to begin this. Why they're doing it, they say that it's still a good indicator, even though obviously students aren't going to take a lower score. These are always going to improve scores. They still think it is a true determiner of a student's performance and ability to answer these questions.
Here I was trying to retroactively get into Harvard. I guess that's not going to happen.
There you go. Nope, not going to happen.
All right. Ryan, thanks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us. Some changes to the ACT that your student might find pretty nice. Going back, taking one subject.
Yeah, don't you wish we could have done that?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.